So a rain-shortened day, the second day of the Test match between West Indies and New Zealand, but only about 10 overs were lost, and New Zealand finally got the advantage they were looking for. And it started early in the day, an entertaining partnership for the last wicket between Southee and Bolt.
Here is Gabriel into Bolt, who edges him over the gully. He's leaning back, and it's a deliberate edge ramp. Not his favourite one for six, but it's gone for four. From the northern end, and again it is ramped down to the third man fence, and has that, it's gone all the way, for goodness sake. That's again outside the line of off stump, stepping back to leg and ramping it. Southee again facing up to Gabriel from the city end. Again it is short, and it's heaved well over backward square leg for six. In fact, it's over the seats and gone out of the ground, and has struck the trees in the park next door. Cummins again running away from our broadcast position to Bolt, backs away and smacks it through the offside, goes through extra cover for four. Flat batted shot, just stood back and whack, full ball wouldn't go amiss. In comes Gabriel, this is short again, and it's hit through the onside on this occasion, and it's out over the wide mid wicket fence for six. My God.
Well, that's the 350.
61 runs added, and entertaining stuff, Jeremy Coney, but it made a lot of difference to New Zealand's position.
A great deal of difference at such a rate too, Brian. 7.5 runs and over for that partnership of 61. And so I think the West Indies must have been slightly depressed. They certainly had lost control of the game in that first session of play, or that section of play today. And then, of course, New Zealand carried that momentum on, picking up the power, the early wicket as well.
We don't give Bolt enough credit for his batting to a certain extent, do we? It's two tests now. He's done an important job.
Absolutely. First of all, in Wellington, seeing his mate to 100 at the other end. And here today, just extending and enjoying and watching the ball closely, playing his own style of game, which is rather eccentric and different to what we see, but a very effective way as well. And then Southee got the sniff of that, and he started to play well, so a good partnership together.
It was evens last night. New Zealand are in control now, aren't they?
They are now. They had the chance, both teams had the chance to seize the initiative, but I'm afraid that partnership dragged it away from the West Indies. 373, not a huge total in conditions that are relatively easy to stay at the crease. So the questions that are asked are, can you stay there long enough in order to find a way to score runs? Can you discover a way to score runs? The West Indies found that they couldn't today, especially from their top order. Powell was out early. Hetmyer was played a breezy 20. That's not going to make a difference. And then Hope and Chase and Ambrose, got starts, but didn't make any difference. Really, only Brathwaite was the one who was phlegmatic enough and indefatigable that he sort of hung in there. And then the rest of them, afraid, just fell away. So
Reefer
at the end. He hung in there. He did exactly that. Stayed in long enough that he was able to find a way to score.
New Zealand dismissed for 373. And the day belonged really to that batting partnership of Southee and Bolt. But also the bowlers did an outstanding job. They picked up the wickets through the remainder of the day.
Southee in again. Oh, beating, is it at the edge? The edge has been taken. The wicket in the first over for Tim Southee. Powell goes without scoring. New Zealand has the first. West Indies 5-1.
Here's the next delivery from Bolt to Hetmyer, who plays defensively and is caught. Just a defensive thrust at the ball, and he's taken a very spectacular caught and bowled by Bolt. My word. That was just a little gentle nudge. He should have gone through with the shot the way he's been playing it. And I thought he was just nudging it away to the onside, but it was one that held up on him. Bolt has taken a very, very good caught and bowled.
Here is one edging, and that is taken around knee height. Comfortable catch. It was Hope on the back foot. Good bit of bowling from Tim Southee. Again, straightening down the line. Out the edge. And the breakthrough comes. It's 90 for three as Hope goes. Court Taylor, Bolt, Southee for 15.
Outside the line of off stump, De Grant. Oh, bowled him! De Grant home, foolish delivery, looking to drive down the ground, has completely missed it, has Roston Chase, and he is bowled by De Grant home for 12. The West Indies 112 for four.
Bolt, bowled to him. This one has him turning around the onside. Had the leverage. Oh, he's bowled again! Has he gone onto his stumps once
yes.
more? say the squealing umpire has given him out. I saw the finger go to the air and I heard the stumps and he's trotted on his stumps again.
Two slips which are well spread. Oh, hitting into the offside. Dropped. Oh, no, it's been taken. It was hit into the air initially. It's Salvi, I think, who's taken the catch. It was scooped into the offside. Initially, he pushed it up into the air as he leapt up to get it. And it went up into the air. He turned very quickly and then managed to catch the ball just before it hit the grass. Wow, great catch, Tim Southey. That